All right, back to Inside the Huddle on this Saturday morning. Brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Back to Jamie Blacker.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening. Inside the Huddle. Had a really good show this morning so far. We had Brad Scott with Rossville Baseball on, Ken Jones, Clinton Central Track. We're moving the other side of the county. We've got Coach Chambers, Clinton Prairie Track. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, apologize for last weekend. I had a little bit of mix-up with your athletic director, Mr. Peckinpah, but we worked it out, and you called out back this week. So thanks for calling in. We get a chance to talk about the Gopher Track program. Hey, Indiana, it's always a struggle to get going in the spring, but I've been following a little bit of your Twitter page, and I think there early you had a couple athletes, Hayden Kimple and Taylor Hornback, that you know competed at pretty high-level events. And you start out the show by talking about, a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we started our season early to try to get into the HSR qualifier meets, which is the Hoosier State Relays, and those are all indoor meets. We took part in two of them, the West Lafayette one and McCutcheon's. Both were held at Purdue's facility, and what didn't get shown in the spotlight, unfortunately, was we actually took several events, and we had even more athletes qualify for the Hoosier State Relay meet. Unfortunately, it was during our spring break. So we had Taylor Hornbeck, a sophomore, and Hayden Kimple, a sophomore, compete in girls pole vault and the boys 2 mile at the indoor state meet, and they did fantastic. Taylor is already at her sectional sectional jump and better from last year, and Hayden ended up running a 9:38, which is the second fastest time in county history behind Frankfort Scott Keeney. And we had a lot of success. Unfortunately, our 4x8 team wasn't able to go because of a couple of our kids were on a spring break trip, as well as an athlete, a freshman, Braden Jarbo, in the long jump. He qualified and also couldn't go because of a spring break trip.
Talking a little bit about Hayden Kimple. Hayden's been a very strong runner. I think he had some accolades as a junior high runner and came in with high expectations and has not let anybody down and is doing really well. I think he was also at Franklin Central or somewhere like that for a pretty high profile meet for a long distance runner.
Absolutely. As junior high, I came in my first year working in Clinton Prairie. I coached him his eighth grade year, and in the mile and a half, he actually finished state runner-up at the state meet. And then last weekend, he competed in Franklin Central's Miracle Mile, which is Indiana's best runners in the mile event. He led the race for three quarters, ended up running a 4:31. And actually last night he participated in another distance showcase at Carmel for the 2 mile. And this is actually the Midwest showcase, not just the state of Indiana, which he ended up running a 9:30.8, finishing 38th out of 128 runners.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And I'm guessing he was probably one of those, you know, kids from a smaller school. Most of those kids are competing at very large schools.
Oh, absolutely.
Does Hayden, we're going to talk about some more of your runners here in a minute, but let's finish up with Hayden. Does he do things through the summer? I'm guessing on his own outside of Clinton Prairie Track.
So when he is done with track season, almost immediately, our cross-country program under Coach Ben Martin starts. He runs through the summer with the cross-country team, and then in the winter, they have a Clinton Prairie running club. So almost year-round, he is running with his teammates here at Clinton Prairie. He doesn't do any sort of club running.
Okay. Hey, Coach Chambers, can you talk about some seniors out for your track program this year and some of the events they participate in?
Oh, absolutely. It's been an adventurous year, but those seniors are helping lead the team really well. We have some really good ones in our throwers. Kaylee Wall is helping lead the team. We have a whole lot of new coaches, and she is making sure that they are continuing to try hard at practice. They're throwing almost every meet personal best, and she is a real cornerstone of our thrower group. Two I'd like to highlight together are our two seniors for our long distance group, Nevin Chastain and Molly Ward. They have been running here for years and years, since junior high, and our long distance group is very talented on both men's and women's side, and they come out every day and show what it takes to run at practice and run at meets. Nevin, actually, in our last meet, got thrown in a 4x4, which he never really runs, and he ended up running the, I believe, third fastest time on our team right now out of sprinters and distance kids, really just raising the bar constantly. And one that has had a tough year is Tyler Coonrod. He has been out this year, so on and so forth, because of some quad issues, but he's really pushing his 4x1 team to be better each and every day, because last year they were close to the school record and they're really hungry for it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just mentioning that though he's having his quad issues, he's really pushing every day for better results. Last year they were pushing for the school record in the 4x1, and he's making the rest of his team just as hungry for those fast times as he is.
That's great to hear. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other athletes that are doing well, you know, maybe not a senior, in some of your events with the Clinton Prairie Track?
Absolutely. We have a much bigger roster this year than we have in the last couple. We almost doubled what we had. We have a lot of new kids that have never done track before. A sophomore, junior Levi Osler, he's come out to be a thrower from our amazing baseball program, and he has just excelled in shot put and discus.
Levi's an all-state football player, so that doesn't shock me.
Absolutely. He's come out throwing over 100 feet in discus and 40-plus feet in shot put, and we're just amazed at the progress he's able to make in such a short time. Another one we have, like I mentioned earlier, Braden Jarbo. He's been long jumping and hurdling since, his seventh grade year, and he's shown great improvement. He's now a freshman, and he has been jumping 19 feet in long jump, as well as in hurdles. He's run a 16.5, I believe, in the 110 hurdles, and a 44.9, so a sub-45 in the 300 hurdles, which last time I checked is quite up there in the state results so far. We have actually 8 kids on our team so far that would be in the top 8 in our sectional, which is a very tough sectional. Caden Davis, who's another amazing football and basketball player, he is opening up the season with high jumps over 6 feet. And he is the anchor of that 4x1 team I mentioned earlier that's chasing our school record. We have several kids and relays that are just coming out, showing what it proves to be a Clinton Prairie Gopher and running their hearts out to try to win every race we can and chase down our record board. We might have quite a few of those fall. We've had one so far this season with Hayden's 2-mile time, and I'm excited to watch a lot more come here soon.
You got any sprinters this year that are doing well?
Yes. So we have our 4x1 is made up of 4 amazing sprinters. We have Tyler Coonrod. We have Caden Davis. Seth Whitlock, he is our second leg of that. And actually, interesting enough, our best 400 runner on the team currently. And third leg of our 4x1 is a freshman, Connor Rio. And they are working well together. We have a smaller sprinting group than usual, but whatever, they don't come in numbers, they definitely make up for in effort and talent.
Which I know 2 years ago, your 4x1 was Hoosier Heartland champs. And
absolutely.
Caden Davis was one of those runners.
Absolutely.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I saw Caden's picture playing golf, too. Is you got some two-way athletes this spring?
We actually do. We have five two-way athletes. We have two girls softball players, and we have four boys golfers. Caden Davis, Stephen Dunford, Blaine Ramsey, and Seth Whitlock are our four boys runners who are also golfers. And then we have one that is primarily in track but then goes and helps out our softball team, and that's an amazing athlete, Hailey Wilson. And we have a girl distance runner, Lily Coleman, who is a primarily a softball player who comes and runs the 800 and 4x8 with us at some track meet.
We were just talking with Ken Jones at Clinton Central, and they're doing the same thing. I think it's very cool. Small schools like this are letting their athletes, you know, be on the different playing field, especially in the same season, because it's just hard to get enough kids to be able to compete. And then when there's such a good athletes like Caden Davis, Seth Whitlock, you know, kids like that, it's great to see them play in both sports.
Absolutely, and I ask them every day after their golf matches what they shoot. I mean, they're shooting mid-50s for their first time ever being on a golf team, which is absolutely fantastic.
That is. Hopefully we get the golf coach on here in the next few weeks, and we'll talk to him a little bit about those two-way athletes.
I actually share an office with Jim, so I'm sure he would love that. He'd be great for it. He runs a great program, and that's one thing about Clinton Perry here. All of our coaches are actually great to work with, and that's part of how we work so well in getting these kids in multi-sports so that they can do the best that they can.
Hey, before we let you go, Coach Chambers, can you highlight a few events coming up here and that you're looking forward to competing in, and then we'll try to get you on here later in the year before you guys get to the sectional.
All right, yeah. We actually today here in about 15 minutes will be getting on the bus to go over just to Frankfort for their Frankfort invite, where we'll see us, Frankfort, and six other teams. There should be some good competition if you want to come out and support Duke County Schools. And then later on this week, on Thursday, we have our county meet, and it's going to be the turning point of our season where we start to get some speed work in, start to get serious about conference and sectionals as well, so it'll be a good indicator of how the later half of the season is going to go, and what way better way to support all county schools than to see them all at once.
That's great. Thank you, Coach Chambers, for calling in this morning to talk Clinton Prairie track. It's always good to hear about how the Gophers are competing, and sounds like this is going to be an outstanding season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back right after this. We have Jamie Smith on the line, Clinton Prairie Junior High Baseball. He'll be up next.